Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're having a conversation that more people should be having about a guy, I should say, and it's Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey, heading into this season, might have been the ultimate question mark on the San Francisco 49ers. It took over our Red and Gold Summit when the report came out on that Thursday, Joe. And that first game was Thursday Night Football. It was Eagles. It was Cowboys. The season has just started. And we got the report. Christian McCaffrey did not practice. Calf issue. Calf. That's all it said. Calf injury, strain, whatever. It's like, oh, boy. Here we go. He's going to be cooked for the year. It's over. You know, this guy, just here we go again. Last year was the same thing. Barely played. He had the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. It's cooked. It's done. Well, since week one, he is sixth in receiving yards. He has 39 receptions and 3 touchdowns there. Rushing the ball, it's been a struggle. It has for the entire team. But the fact that this team is 4-1 in a run-first offense and your former All-Pro and Offensive Player of the Year running back is still producing in the receiving game at a high level. Yeah, that speaks to not only Christian McCaffrey, it speaks to Kyle Shanahan, it speaks to Mac Jones, it speaks to everyone not giving up on the team and not giving up on the game plan and being able to adapt. And that's the word I keep coming back to, adaptability. Whether it's Jones, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, this team has been able to do that. Now, how long can they continue this run? We'll see. If they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yeah, they got major action. And I'm going to start believing in this team that they could go on a legit run after this. That might be strong for some people, not for me. And we're asking the question to the audience, 888-957-9570. Christian McCaffrey's year has been ... You tell us. I say it's comeback player of the year worthy thus far.
And if you want to get in there, like, Mac wins this game, what do you do? I'll let you think about it. Come on, think about it.
Mac
wins this game, what do you do?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I agree with Matt Lively still, who we just had on KPIX Channel 5. It's all dependent on the health of Brock Purdy. Like, if Brock's healthy, I think he goes. I do.
So okay.
Listen, Joe, I'm just telling you. I think that's going to be the case. But
is that because of status, money, a combination of both? What is it?
Both. It's status and money.
It's not form.
No.
I'm not even blaming him. I'm just saying, like, he hasn't played great this year.
No, he's not.
And I've granted him like total pass. Week one's week one. It's basically preseason. The other game, he was hurt.
Yes. And if he does come back, Joe, and those struggles are still evident, then the conversation we can start to have about, yeah, I'm not sure this year or going forward. That is where I'm at right now. I wonder where Niner fans are.
I don't know. It's just I don't think he's going to play this week, obviously. I don't think he's going to play next week. And so at earliest, you're looking at the Texans game.
And that's a tough defense. That's a really good. That's D'Amico Ryans. He knows the system.
Two bookend defensive ends. You know, Anderson or whatever his name
Will
is.
Will Anderson. Yeah.
And Hunter. Like that. Yeah. That's a tough matchup. Just like think about this. Like, all right, you win this weekend, you're 5-1. You beat Atlanta, you're 6-1. You're gonna bench the guy who's 5-0.
It's not benching. It's just saying, hey, you did your job. You're backup quarterback. Go chill, Mac. Go get healthy. We might need you again at some point if this offensive line continues to struggle and if our guy's toe doesn't get fully healthy. Like Mac Jones is handling this all, by the way, beautifully. I think the Niners are handling this perfectly. But the chatter when we talk to former players is interesting. When you talk to a guy like Tony Dungy, who obviously was a coach at a Hall of Fame level and also played the game, also a 49er at one point, as you well know, Joe, he says you got to ride the hot hand. Brian Baldinger, former player. You think Baldy knows ball? He does. That's why we have him on every single Tuesday at 7:30. He said the same thing. It makes it very difficult. Sean Salisbury had some interesting stuff yesterday, by the way, on with Willard and Dibs that we'll get to, former NFL quarterback in his own right.
It just sucks that similar to like the Kuminga pods rhetoric, you praise one, someone feels like you're dissing the other.
Yeah.
Like, I feel it's so unfair right now. Like, me just saying ride the hot hand, it feels disrespectful to Brock Purdy, and that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm not. I'm legitimately not. I have tremendous respect for him. And it's just like, these are the conversation coaches have.
So we're having a double conversation all morning long. And
it's the conversations.
Christian McCaffrey's year has been blank. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're not talking about that enough, but we're not talking about that enough because the story of the NFL and locally is what Mac Jones has been able to do. And can he go 4-0 this Sunday in Tampa Bay? And what would that mean going forward? Would that mean you got to keep riding the hot hand? Would that, you know, allow Brock Purdy to get some more rest? Or if Brock Purdy's healthy next week, which kind of seems like a stretch, but if he is, do you go back?
Joe, the difficult thing is you don't even know if Matt can get it through this game.
Well, that's...
You know? So
we just
like,
had Matt Lively on and said Adrian Martinez is basically thrown the whole time.
I mean, it's just... like it's just unbelievable.
Let's go to...
I do feel bad for Purdy. One second. Because at some point, if and when he comes back, it just feels like he'll be under the microscope. Matt playing with house money can do no wrong.
Yes.
And like I'm just saying for...
That's a great point. Mac Jones is playing with house money
no
at this
doubt.
Point.
Yes. Forget the team. Him. Like, he has a bad game. It's like, hey, he's the backup.
Yeah.
Like, poor Purdy. And I mean this very sincerely. Like, it's pro sports, so I'm not,
no hurt
you know,
feelings.
Poor him. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean. Relative to the profession
we
and
just
his own pride.
We talked to Drew Bledsoe yesterday. He's like, don't feel bad for me.
No, but like, he is in a tough spot. Like, you come back, even if you're a little rusty, or maybe you fit. Like, let's say he does come back against the Texans, and that defense just dominates our offensive line, and he gets swallowed. Well, now you know what's going to happen. Niner, oh, see, you should have run with Mac Jones. And it might, like, both guys might have looked crappy against him. Like, I'm starting to feel bad for the guy. Like, and he just might, it might be a lost season. He might come back and rip and look awesome. He might come back and be up and down. And Oh gosh, this is this football, man. Sports.
I know, sports, man. Shout out Guru. A lot of people want to weigh
let's hear it.
On Christian McCaffrey and the season he's
having. Let's hear it.
888-957-9570.
Unbelievable year.
He's a, dude, comeback player of the year.
He was the like the most important player for me, and everyone's like, "What's your prediction?" Look, is he going to play?
Joe, we all, like, taking you behind the glass, we all laughed at Carter who drafted him in the first round.
I know.
We all said, no chance we would have done that.
And I'm not pretending like I'm the know-all sage. That's not what I'm saying. But what did I tell you guys? Like, even if he's like slows down a little as a runner, you can be highly effective if you are a Terry Kirby, a Charlie Garner, a Kevin Falk.
God, like, I love Charlie Garner.
Yeah, like, there were some great backs. Who weren't as fast as they were older, but could catch the ball in the backfield and were still so useful and so impactful. He's better than all those guys as a pass catcher. Charlie Garner was ridiculous.
He was.
History has forgotten. Eagles, Niners, Raiders, he was awesome.
He was so sick. I love me some Charlie Garner.
And he had the open field shakes. God, he was sick.
By the way, Christian McCaffrey, second in total receptions, only to Puka Nacua, who I think we could all agree, one of, if not the best wide receiver in football, not named Justin Jefferson. And sixth in total yardage when it comes to receiving yards, 387. Joe is in San Jose.
What's up, Joe?
Joe, Christian McCaffrey's year has been
strangely compelling.
Ooh. Elaborate.
Yeah. Well, strangely in the sense that it's unexpected and a little unique. We have a running back who's catching more than running. And compelling in the sense that it's exciting to watch. It's very, welcomed and needed and refreshing, and we wouldn't be 4-1 without him.
Totally agree.
I like that. Strangely compelling. Joe in San Jose.
It's a really good call.
Not even strange to me. It's just been refreshing to watch this team adapt.
Mm.
Like, you think this team last year, Joe, if they couldn't run the ball, like, I feel like they'd implode. They'd be like, they have a couple, like, two or three wins if they couldn't run the ball last year, given how everything was. And remember, Jordan Mason was toting that rock strong early on. I know you still want Jordan Mason on this team. You wish you had him. Hell, after last night, I'm a Niner fan. I wish I had Cam Scadaboo on my team. What's that running back the Niners took in the fifth round? Does anyone know his name?
Jordan James.
Thank you.
Ducks legend.
Exactly.
Him and Grandy.
Legend, yeah, exactly. He was a legend in Oregon. Hasn't done anything in San Francisco 49ers uniform. Crickets. Thank you, Carter.
Same with Grandy.
There was a time he played fullback early on. I know we know him as a running back, but the 84 season, if I say that to you, to Niner fans, like most people are like, Joe Montana, it was really like the coming out party for Roger Craig too. Mm. And he ended up actually with more yards as a receiver than as a fullback. Look, they were in pro set. They had a running back. He played fullback. They ended up switching him and transitioning him more to running back. Our view of fullback now is not what it was in the 80s, 90s, and 70s and whatnot. It's just different.
When the offenses were run dominant.
When you had the pro set, you had the inside guy and then the outside guy, depending on where the quarterback was lined up.
Formation.
So, anyway, point being is that he did have more receiving yards than rushing yards that year, and he was monster in the Super Bowl. Like, this has kind of got a little, like, Roger Craig feel. It's just, that happened in Roger's second year. This is happening, in his age 29 season?
I know. And for a running back today, that's ancient.
He might as well be 41.
I know, which is crazy how we talk about it.
As LeBron has sciatica.
That you can't mess with that. Joe, you're basically LeBron's age. You can't mess with that stuff. The nerves?
I hate you guys.
What?
When I drive long periods, I get it.
That's
on
when
the
you're
side.
Supposed to say, I'm the LeBron James of 95.7. That's when you're supposed to say that. When's your decision coming? What's it going to be brought to you by?
Hennessy.
Atco Pest Control. Golden State Lumber, the decision. What fasteners are you guys going to be using?
Ceramani Ford.
Ceramani Ford. The decision for the next car is what? The Mustang Mach-E?
It's all about that Ford now.
Sean King. Not Sean Kingston. Don't want to be him these days. But Sean King, former NFL quarterback, obviously in his rookie year, took the Bucks all the way to the NFC Championship game. Was on yesterday with Steiny and Guru. And had some thoughts about Christian McCaffrey and just talked about his character and him being able to kind of rewrite the narrative of this season. It was pretty good. Good stuff from Sean King here talking about CMC season.
To whom much is given, much is required, right? He's being compensated at a high level. There's a high level of production and usage rate that's expected. I think if you ask Christian, he's just happy to be capable of doing it. Hmm. I mean, he's battled injuries, so much in his career. I mean, he's glad to be used, you know, and I think it speaks to the character, the football character of Christian. Because a lot of times guys at that position at this point in their career who've gotten multiple big bags, you know, it kind of is like, do I really want to run between the tackles with power and leverage? And my ankle hurt a little bit. My hammy ain't right. Like, it's a lot of ways to sit out.
Character. I love that. Speaks to the character of Christian McCaffrey that, yeah, all the bilateral Achilles tendonitis talk, calf strains. He's like, no, give me the freaking ball. Give me as much, like, feed me. I don't want anyone else coming in. That's why we haven't seen Robinson at all. We haven't seen anyone else. We haven't seen Isaac Garendo, except in the return game. Give me all the touches and all the carries, and I will do my best. And they've had to adapt because he has carried the ball a bunch, and it hasn't really done anything on the ground. But receiving, hey, again, I say it all the time, Joe. If he wanted to be a full-time receiver like his dad, Ed McCaffrey, obviously Super Bowl champion in his own right with the Broncos, he could be one of the best, like his brother Luke right now, being one of the rising stars with the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels. Character, do you like that? What?
No, I love it. I love it. I'm still reeling from you calling me LeBron James of 95.7 The Game.
That's a compliment. I mean, that's the king.
No, I appreciate it.
You're going to be, he's going to be smiling.
Does that make LJ Brawny? There you go. Can we get him employed here, Matt? And can you give him the highest paid temp job in the history of the station?
He's actually going to have the pregame show. He's taking over that slot. It was going to be bequeathed upon Sam Lubman, and now LJ has got it.
He's got pushed off that roster.
He's got pushed off of it. There's a new king in town.
Highest paid pregame show host.
He's got 670, essentially, yards from scrimmage.
It's
multiply that times three. I mean, you're incredible. Looking at almost 2,000 all-purpose yards. That would be incredible. If I told you, just forget running or receiving, 2,000 all-purpose yards from one guy, you'd be like, yeah, that's an incredible season.
No, you're talking about
that's what he did in 2023.
And you're talking about like Stanford, Christian McCaffrey, who should have won the Heisman, by the way.
I knew it was happening.
Shut up. You did not know this is happening.
You guys should have listened to me.
Oh, my God. You were forced into it. You were bullied into it.
Justin Jefferson was there.
Oh, yeah, totally. Christian McCaffrey's year has been blank, Niner fans. You fill that in, 888-957-9570. The number, let's go to Damon in the dump truck. Damon, Christian McCaffrey's year has been...
extended.
Ooh.
The fact that he's catching a ball, I think is going to keep him healthy. Instead of running it up the middle where there's no room to run for him. So I think that he's going to be able to get a little bit of extended life this year, keep his legs fresh, and keep him playing more games than he would if they were, you know, sending him to those tight holes.
That's Damon Dunstruck. Extended. That's interesting. As we talk about running backs and their shelf life and, you know, when they hit age 30, doesn't look the same. I know there's some unicorns out there, and Derrick Henry being one of them. But, you know, what he's been able to do so far this year, Joe, how could you not want to feel that way, keeping this guy around? But, you know, it's a long season. It's early. Jordan Mason, what was it? He had like about 6 weeks of really good production, and then he fell off. Now, that's Jordan Mason, not Christian McCaffrey. And maybe, in a weird way, if you can't run the ball, he's forced to be a passer. You know, maybe that does extend him a little bit more in a weird way, like not getting beat up as much. You get what I'm saying here?
He's on pace for 2,000 scrimmage yards. I'm just going to ask you out loud.
The touches, too.
How many?
The touches are incredible. What is he on pace for?
I don't know. A thousand?
A million?
300? If I were to ask you, how
643.
Many?
That's not it, but it seems like
426.
Okay. I'm going to go around the room. In the history of the NFL, a lot of guys have done it multiple times, but how many times has anyone even gone over 2,000 all-purpose yards? How many individual seasons overall have NFL players gone over 2,000 scrimmage yards? Now, McCaffrey's done it quite literally multiple times. And if he did it again this time, I mean, you're talking about unprecedented territory.
Well, you can just,
how many individual seasons? We've been around since, let's say, basically the early 40s.
Well, all-purpose, you can still go with all the running backs that got to 2,000 yards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That rushing, so Eric Dickerson, CJ 2K, Adrian Peterson.
What do you think the number is?
Around 10 to 15?
No, it's 70. But,
oh, okay.
I thought you were going around the room.
I saw 70 individual. Well, sorry, you didn't know you were ready, Sam.
No, that was my bad. You played the game show music. That
yeah,
was,
I apologize.
I'll take the L on that one. That was the JJ.
But you have guys like LaDainian Thomas that did it multiple times, right? Okay. Like over and over and over again.
The way you set it up, I thought it was going to be like not a lot. So, but in the history of the sport, that's not a lot either. So
it really isn't.
It's not.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically looking at one every year, maybe.
Yeah.
Season. Like that's how special this is.
Did Saquon do it last year?
Say that again.
Saquon do it last year?
Saquon is like all time, dude. Saquon is 13th in an individual season all time for scrimmage yards. Do you know who number one is?
Ooh.
And he did it at 23 years old.
Was it in this century?
Yeah.
Okay. In the 2010s?
2009.
Oh, was that Adrian Peterson?
No.
Adrian Peterson.
You're close.
Oh, I'm close.
CJ2K.
No, he did. Sam just said.
Did you say it? I didn't hear that. I apologize.
Yeah. Chris Johnson, CJ2K. He had that one season,
2,500
man.
Yards.
The grill and everything. It was so sick. I love me some Chris Johnson. Remember he played for the Arizona Cardinals? You guys remember that?
Well aware.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey at 23 years old had 2,400 scrimmage yards.
Oh, my God.
He's on this list multiple times. It's a who's who. I mean, it's Chris Johnson, Marshall Faulk, Christian, Tiki, LT, Barry Sanders, Steven Jackson, LT, Marcus Allen, Adrian Peterson, Edgerrin James, Priest Holmes, Saquon. Like, this list is the who's who of the greatest running backs of all time. And by the way, Marshall Faulk is on this list over and over and over and over again. LT, over and over again. Priest Holmes, over again. Barry Sanders, over. Christian, if he could stay healthy this year and put together, you are looking at one of the special seasons.
Yes. In a season we all thought he was going to be cooked in, too, heading into it. At least I did. I thought, because, like, what are you getting from this guy? I don't know. RJ and Fairfield wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Christian McCaffrey's year has been what, RJ?
It's been rewarding. I selected him with a first-round pick in fantasy, and it's been very fruitful. And, guys, I'm at Trader Joe's right now, first in line.
Oh.
So if y'all need a viral tote bag, you let me know. I got you.
Just don't upcharge me $25 for the Halloween ones, okay?
I got y'all, man. Y'all got that friend price. I got you.
Thank you.
$20, $30. All right, love y'all.
There he goes. He's at Trader Joe's. He's just a walk-off.
Just unbelievable.
It's probably the right time to go to Trader Joe's, because I will say this, and I love going there because I have great deals and getting some food and dinner. If you go, and Sam and I go to the same one over in Lakeshore, if you go to that place at like 4 and 5 or 6, you are not getting out of that parking lot for about like an hour. It is a who's who of everyone wants to go to TJ's. And I used to tell people all the time, Joe, maybe you could do this, that if your name was actually Joe and you show your ID and you go to the cash register at Trader Joe's.
What dad joke are you telling me right now?
No, they'll give you a 10% discount, and the amount of people that will believe you on that is actually pretty insane. Just try it next time.
What's your go-to at TJ?
I like their orange chicken and put it in the air fryer. Strong. Interesting. Yeah, the orange chicken there. Also, I like their pretzel buns, and I go turkey burger pretzel buns. Like for like the hamburger pretzel bun.
Yeah.
And you get the turkey burgers there. Then you get your
you mixing in any greens ever?
Yeah, no, I like a little lettuce, a little onion, a little tomato.
Lettuce. A little lettuce.
Like a side,
oh my
if anything.
God.
Wait, you guys don't put lettuce on your burgers?
No, but like,
that doesn't count as like a green.
Lettuce is like 99% water.
No, but you're putting it on your burger. You asked what I put on my fixings on my burger.
You
I put lettuce,
in any
tomato,
kale?
Onion. No, lettuce, tomato,
any asparagus,
onion.
Broccoli, carrots.
What are we talking about here? A burger?
No, just in general, what you
like
shop
on the side.
At TJ.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just telling you what I built there. All right. Oh, they have this.
Like, I'm a big avocado guy. Got to have my avocado.
No vegetables.
No, they
what?
Have
no vegetables.
No, they have
this guy Al Michaels over here.
No, what they have is during Christmas time.
Al Michaels. I think he's never had a vegetable.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
That's pretty obvious.
Well, the guy just is a gambling.
He was talking about Cam Scataboo last night, and he's like, you know. You've watched a lot of college football games, Kirk. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. No, what I'll say this, and I'll finish my TJ's rant, Trader Joe's. They have these things in the Christmas time, the cookies. They're these filled gingerbread cookies with, like, this icing in the middle. And it, I got to tell you, greatest cookie I've ever had in my life.
Ever?
Ever. Gingerbread men stuffed cookies. Trader Joe's, be there, be square. Probably in the next month you'll start seeing them because they start doing it in November. I'm excited, man. Did you do the pumpkin patch, by the way, with the little guy yet?
Oh, it's today.
Oh, nice. That'll be today. Fun. That's great.
We're going to go to the one off of Stony
Point. Awesome. Let's go. I'm going to take the kids this week and probably Sunday, too.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty excited.
I got to go, obviously, before the game starts at 1:25. So I'll do that in the early morning. Head back from it. Hopefully, Nora falls asleep in the car. Put her to sleep. Make Benny some food for lunch. We'll sit there and watch the game. It'll be great.
I think this is the appropriate time to get a pumpkin. Because it's not going to like go bad by the time we, you know, carve it and everything.
I'll say, no. You want
to carve it. It's like just the right wheelhouse.
You want to usually carve it the week of, because it does get moldy pretty quickly. Those things like start collapsing a lot. Especially
if it starts
raining. I can't
imagine him being very creative when it comes to carving pumpkins.
Me?
No, Bonte. When you hit me with the Bonte.
No, he's like old school like me. Where you
pay someone to carve his pumpkin.
You do the triangle eyes, and then you just do a smile. And like put a tooth in there. That's it. That's easy. Everyone could do that, right? Come on. Come on. There we go. I'm actually not a huge Halloween guy. I do like getting the pumpkins, though. That's fun. That's fun.
We're also going to make our way to one of the Scream stores. Is that what it's called, Scream?
Spirit.
No, Spirit.
Spirit. Thank you. Spirit stores. Excuse
That's
me.
The Citizens Bank Park right now is a Spirit Halloween. That's what they do.
Well, they said Allegiant Stadium is, too.
Well, their season's
That's
still going
the annual.
On.
That's, the annual sale.
Next question.
And we don't want to talk about that, all right? Why do we?
I mean, Oracle Park's kind of like that right now.
Oh, no. Well, at least the orange and black, it works.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.